Hello and welcome. I'm Veronica Scares-Brick. Thanks for joining me. It's time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who this week focuses on the Emperor Claudius, his lame leg, and much more. The Romans, how did they consider their health? Did they consider it as something precious?
They would have considered it the way Cicero talks and all these other people talk, as something kind of natural. Things just happen. I mean, you're well, and you take care of yourself, and you're good, and then you get sick, and some people are sick, and they die, you know? Something precious, eh. They always say, you know, vale, you know, vale, take care of yourself. But I don't think they had this obsession as we have today.
Did they care for each other?
Yeah, that's all right, in the family and everything else. But when things happen, like babies dying, you know, we just don't hear any kind of reaction.
For example, Claudius, the Emperor Claudius, no?
Mm-hmm.
He was described by Suetonius as having weak knees, which gave way under him while his head shook.
Yeah, poor Claudius.
He's how do you say that in
he's
Latin?
He's a good friend of mine. Huh?
Yeah, how do you say all that in Latin? His knees were weak.
Genibus debilibus.
And gave way under him and his head shook.
Cedentibus. Genibus debilibus ac cedentibus. Or cedentibus et capite... Et capite nescio volutante.
Well, they had it in for him because Suetonius went on to say that he stammered and his speech was confused.
Yes, yes.
He slobbered and his nose ran when excited.
That's terrible.
That's getting personal, though, isn't it? How do you say that getting too personal about the Emperor Claudius?
Nemium ingredimur in animum. We're getting more into his spirit. Nemium ingredimur in animum.
The Emperor Claudius would have resented this kind of description
of his
failings.
Well, the poor man, he realized he was born that way. He was born deformed. And he had this, you know, kind of like a, what do you say, dried up leg. And he hobbled around for his whole life. And he did stammer. Everyone knows that. But the fact he was a brilliant man. His head was wonderful.
Okay, how do you say? The Emperor Claudius hobbled around.
Bene, bene, claudicabat ubique Claudius. Quamquam caput... Bene agebat, although his head was doing well.
Now, I know that the emperors liked to go to thermal baths, and some of these thermal baths were presumably curative baths, no?
Mm.
We have them all over,
oh, yeah, all over
the former Roman Empire.
So
they believed in curative effects of water, no?
Oh, yeah. Well, fine, fair enough. Like the doctor would say, when you get in a bathtub or put your legs in warm water, you know.
How'd you say that?
Crura immerge aquam in calidam. Put your legs in warm water.
But you didn't say the word doctor, though.
Medice.
So they had doctors.
Oh, certainly they had. Most of them were Greek doctors.
So,
but the fact is they had just... And they always said, the famous proverb in Roman stuff was, you know, the doctor would say, well, this sickness, if it's not curable, it was fatal. Well, that's not saying very much, you know.
So how do you say that?
Si curare non poterat, erat fatalis.
Were there a lot of emperors who had deformed bodies?
No, I don't think become deformed. No. Claudius was, the most outstanding example of this. And you see statues of him. I can show you in a museum. And he's kind of hobbled over. And you see one of his legs is kind of dried up. Atrophy or whatever you call it. Cerebral, something.
Some words in Latin to describe them?
Oh, yeah, all kinds of words. And he's hanging over there, and the fact is he had this problem. And if you watch your British movie, I, Claudius, yes,
inspired by Robert Graves.
The two volumes there, which is out of this world. And the fact is, he's going around the house up there on the Palatine Hill, kind of hobbling, and they made fun of him, that he was dribbling and hobbling and everything else, and he became emperor for 13 years.
So, he was dribbling and hobbling, and he became emperor for how many years? 13?
13 anos, imperator fuit. Etiam distillans labius. Dribbling from his lips, labius at, what are you going to say, balbutians, and stammering. No, he's a darling man, and he's being rehabilitated. Because he was not an evil man. He was a very intelligent man, but he looked like an idiot.
Mm. Well, talking about looking like idiots, the Romans would not have been people to expose weakness and admit to dependence, no?
No, not too much.
Mm. And would they have believed in collective healing?
No.
No. How does one say collective healing? Like, for example, in Lourdes.
Oh, no, 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 no. Sanatio universalis. That would be collective healing. No, they wouldn't believe in that at all. Mm. And the only reason why Claudius was made emperor, you know that, was by a joke. Because when Caligula was killed, then the Praetorian guards went up to his house and they were looking around and they found Claudius in a closet, hiding.
Oh.
Really? Hiding. He was hiding. And they said, well, let's make this kind of buffoon, let's make this clown the emperor. And they did. And he stayed for 13 years. But it was a joke.
Okay, well, you have to translate this for me now. hiding in a closet.
Ergo, deli te shebat in receptaculo.
And?
Quem repererunt, whom they found.
Mm-hmm.
Atque per jocum, by means of a joke, per jocum, imperatorem creare statuerunt. They decided to make him emperor per jocum, by a joke. Mm. And ita factus est imperator tredicem annos.
So he was made fun of because he had these physical
Well, yeah, they
faults.
Thought he was an idiot, but the fact is he wasn't. He was very studious and he learned all kinds of things.
At any rate, he lived long before an anti-clerical guy called Emile Zola, and he described Lourdes this way. And I think that maybe Claudius would have agreed. As some 100 patients passed through the same water, you can imagine what a horrible slop it was at the end.
Ergo, centum infirmi periandem transierunt aquam.
There was everything
Potestis in fingere, you can imagine. Potestis fingere. Quae fuerit ad extremum. The word. Quae fuerit ad extremum. Sordes.
Okay. There was everything in it. Scabs, bits of cloth.
Oh,
bandage,
my lord.
An abominable soup of ills. Well, maybe we can leave out the scabs, etc.
Yeah, I would
Just
say
Just
so.
An abominable soup of ills.
Yeah.
How'd you say that?
Abominabila complexio malorum.
The miracle was that anyone emerged alive from this slime.
Miraculum id fuit quod quicunque ex hoc limo from this slime, from limo is slime, ex hoc limo emersit, iam sanatus erat. He was safe.
So anyway, the Romans, none of the Romans in general would have appreciated a place like Lourdes because they didn't believe in miracles,
no,
right?
No, not that kind of stuff. No,
and,
they didn't. No, they didn't. No, universally, no.
So collecting...
They would call on individual gods and maybe pray like we pray today.
Because the Gospel of Lourdes, in a way, is the story of the paralytic from Luke's Gospel, no?
Yeah.
No? Was lowered.
That's in the baths of there in Jerusalem.
Yeah. these miracles.
The Romans wouldn't.
They were too matter of fact. The Romans.
They wouldn't. They would say, "Well, what's that all about?" They wouldn't understand it.
The word miracle, though, is of Latin origin.
A miraculum is something to be wondered at. Miror mirari is to wonder or to admire or to be surprised at. So miraculum is an event to be surprised at. That's a miracle. Or to be wondered at.
So despite the fact that they don't believe in miracles, the words used for miracle is
theirs. Still on full blast.
Warm thanks, as always, to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.